This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to say good morning to all the listeners. Or good afternoon. We'd like to welcome you to Piercing Darkness Show. We come here every Saturday at 1 p.m. It's a show by Apostle Ronald Solly, and my name is Marilyn, Pastor Marilyn. I'm here to fill in for him today. We have a great program, powerful testimonies, amazing worship. Just enjoy yourself as we go on into the show. Again, welcome to Piercing Darkness Show.
This one night of miracles coming to the heart of Port St. Lucie, Florida, at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, who God uses powerful and signs wonders. Saturday, January 26th at 7 p.m.
20th!
Free admission, free parking.
I did not touch my toes for a long time. I know I touched the floor.
I am healed! No more heart pains! No more heartaches! No more sharp pains in my heart! Jesus, heal me! Jesus, heal me! Hallelujah!
9221 Southeast Civic Center Place in Port St. Lucie.
One word from the Lord, one wind from the Lord, one kiss from the Lord can change your life!
For more information, call 561-337-9018. Or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Don't miss One Night of Miracles, January 26th.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, my name is Pastor Marilyn. I'm filling in this afternoon for Apostle Ronald Solly. And this is going to be an amazing show, so just tune in. We're going to have testimonies in the Word, and the men of God will come shortly and speak. But yes, the promo you just heard, we're having a powerful crusade that's going to take place the 26th, January 26th, at Port St. Lucie Civic Center. And we're going to be there for One Night of Miracles crusade. Mark your calendar and do not miss this crusade, because a lot of things happen, and amazing things especially happen when we come together as, you know, a body of Christ, and we just worship and exalt him, and we stand upon the word of God. And as we do that, you know, the Bible says the promises of God are yea and amen. And once we believe it, we receive. So when we come together and in an atmosphere where the glory of God is, nothing is impossible. Whatever you want, whatever you need, as long as you believe, you will receive. So when you come to this crusade, you know, activate your faith, believe in God to touch you, to do something, or whatever you want from him, believe that he will answer you. So again, for more information about the crusade, you can call 561-337-9018. Number is 561-337-9018. You can call this prayer line if you need prayer, you want someone to you know, pray with you for salvation or information about our crusades, you know, just call this number in Jesus' mighty name. God is amazing. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise.
Never, ladies and gentlemen, never, never are you turned away. His arms are open wide. If you want your miracle tonight, do this. Walk into God's presence. And in his love, his wondrous love, abide. The prayer. presence of a holy God flowing from the throne above. Never fear, don't ever worry what this whole world may say. We're made perfect, perfect love cast out all fear. In His love, sweet anointing. Raise your hand and say, Lord, give me that sweet anointing right now. Sweet anointing. Giving water, giving light in a world that's so dark and dim. The joy in Him. Listen now. There's a place, it's right here, right now, where you can go to find a healing. How many of you want your miracle tonight? You want to be healed? Clap your hands and shout aloud, amen. It's here tonight. The promise of His sacred word, according to His blood. And when you're hurting, and I've been there, from the sorrows of life, that old pain, it seems to go so deep. Just remember, you're in the palm of His sacred hand, right there in His love to keep. Sweet anointing, sweet anointing, giving water, giving light in a world that's become so dark, so dim. Sweet anointing, God's holy presence, free, free from the chains of this life, full of the joy in serving and loving Him. Chorus, sing it with me. In the presence of Jehovah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a talk about the anointing of God, sweet anointing. And, you know, when you come to the crusade, we're having a crusade in Port St. Lucie. It's going to be January 26th, probably next week, Saturday. Don't miss it. Mark your calendar. Bring your family. Bring your friend. Invite someone. You know, coming into God's presence and worshiping together and receiving miracle and amazing word, worship and testimony. That will just encourage you. Phone number to call. This is a prayer line. You can call 561-337-9018. You can call for more information or call for prayer. And also, we have a media platform. You can stay in contact with us, and you can, our website is www.powerevangelism.com. apostleronaldsalley.net. And also we have Facebook. You can search for Apostle Ronald Sally. We have Twitter. JC Harvest. JC is Holy. You can search. And also Periscope and Instagram. So you could just keep in contact with us in all these platforms. And we also do broadcasting too on Wednesdays and Friday. You can keep in touch. And God is amazing. God is doing a mighty thing, a mighty work in our midst. And we love this area a lot. And I'm always excited when we're coming back to Port St. Lucie. It's just amazing being here, you know, what God is doing in this region. And we just thank God. Right now we're going to go to testimonies. We share testimonies because we wanted to encourage you and also talk about God's glory. Because when you hear what God has done for someone else, sometimes it gives you encouragement to believe God for your own. Enjoy this testimony.
I had a miscarriage in 2013. And my mom was telling me that instead of staying home thinking it was nothing to do, why don't I come to church? And I came to one of the services, and Apostle Sally said, if you believe it, you shall receive your miracle. And in November, I found out that I was pregnant in 2013. And I wanted to come and say thank you to Apostle Sally for me believing and receiving my miracle. And I want to present my daughter, Robin and Leah Jean. Thank you.
What a powerful, powerful, powerful testimony. She was barren. She couldn't, get pregnant. Then she came to one of the crusades, and the man of God, Apostle Sally, prayed for her and prophesied over her and just speaking the word of life. And, you know, and she believed it. And that's the thing right there. When she come to the crusade, her mom invited her. You say, why are you staying at home? Just come to the crusade. You know, and sometimes when we invite someone, when we come into a crusade and we invite someone, sometimes we like, should I invite them? Maybe they're not going to come, and we get all nervous. But, you know, for the mom, God uses the mom to turn. Instead of you sitting home and, you know, doing nothing and keep thinking, why don't you just come to the crusade? And when she come, you know, she was ready to receive. And as the men of God pray for her, she received it. And then she was able to get pregnant and have not just only one, but two beautiful babies. And that is amazing. That's the power of God. So we're having crusade coming up in Port St. Lucie Civic Center, which is next Saturday, January 26th. And the address is 9221 Southeast Civic Center Place in Port St. Lucie. Again, is 9221 Southeast Civic Center, Port St. Lucie. Just come, invite someone, and come expecting. Don't just come and say, oh, let me go see, or let me go check it out. Just come and expecting, a miracle, you know, for you. If it's direction you want from the Lord, if it's a word you want from the Lord, and just being in an atmosphere where God is. Because every time you spend time in God's presence, you come to God's house, you spend time in God's presence, it's investing. It's not a waste of time. You are investing, and you are searching, and the Lord sees this, and he honors it. And again, phone number to call is 561-337-9018. You can call this prayer line for prayer and also for information about the upcoming crusade. And, you know, this crusade that Apostle does, never charge. It's free admission, free parking. We don't charge for you to enter in because, you know, freely the Lord give, and, you know, freely give, freely receive. So when we do this crusade, we don't want it to be, oh, I can't come and receive my miracle because I don't have the money to pay. No, it's the Lord. Jesus paid it all. And we do all our crusade for free. You're able to come in and just receive and worship from the Lord. And we thank God for that. We thank God for what he's doing, what he's continued to doing in the ministry. And we know when you come, you're going to receive a miracle.
Power Evangelist Ministries presents One Night of Miracles coming to the heart of Port St. Lucie, Florida at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center
with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, who God uses powerful in signs, wonders.
Saturday, January 26th at 7 p.m.
20th!
Free admission, free parking.
I did not touch my toes for a long time. I know I touched the floor.
I am healed! No more heart pains! No more heartaches! No more sharp pains in my heart! Jesus, heal me! Jesus, heal me! Hallelujah!
9221 Southeast Civic Center Place in Port St. Lucie.
One word from the Lord, one wind from the Lord, one kiss from the Lord can change your life!
For more information, call 561-337-9018. Or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Don't miss One Night of Miracles, January 26th.
Yes, January 26th next week. It is on Saturday next week, January 26th at 7 p.m. We're going to be at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center. Address is 9221 Southeast Civic Center Place, Port St. Lucie. It is free admission, free parking. Come, bring your family, bring those who are sick, bring those who just need to be in God's presence. You know, sometimes we need healing, not physically, but, you know, in our emotion and our soul. Just bring and invite somebody. You never know what God is going to do for them. We're going to continue with testimonies because, you know, testimony is there to encourage you to believe God for your own, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
God will respond to your cry. It is a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
Pain, go. Talk to me.
Can we get a mic on, please?
This gentleman here, right, Apostle, had for Keith for 20 years. He had back pain. Tonight, he can touch the floor for the first time in 20 years. Show him what you can do, brother. Come on. Look at this. 20 years, brother. Come on.
No, I can't touch the floor.
20 years!
No, I can't touch the floor.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
20 years. Keith could not touch the floor. How long, brother?
20 years.
You couldn't touch the floor?
For a long time, I touch my toes.
Tonight you can do it.
I can touch the floor.
Let's see you. Come on, brother. Woo! Hey, hey. Amen. Goodness.
What do you say? 20 years?
20 years.
Did you hear that? 20 years. Who? 20 years.
I could not touch my toes for a long time. And now I touch the floor.
Has done this for you,
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And one thing about this amazing testimony is that when apostles say, "Who has done this for you?" and he says, "It's Jesus." And that's the thing is, you know, it is not a work of a man, but it is the work of the Holy Spirit. All the glory belongs to Jesus. All we do is just believe and do as he says. It's just simply as that. And once you receive, it's done. And another thing that I really love a lot, whenever the Lord does, you know, something for us, even it doesn't matter how little or how big, you know, we rejoice. We show that, you know, it's just amazing because when you rejoice and you're happy, you don't focus on, or it's not this, it's not that, or it's not big, it's not a, you know, the smallest thing the Lord does is so big, it's so amazing. And when we rejoice in that, you know, we're showing that we love him, we value what he's doing and in the miracle in our life. And he just keep doing more and more because you have to value what God is doing. And, you know, that's why a lot of time when you hear this testimony also all the time that, you know, just healing a back pain or, you know, having a headache, whatever it is, we rejoice before the Lord, and you know, we make into a big deal. And from that, we begin to just see more and more and more and more, because you know, God is amazing, you know, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. So again, next week we're gonna have a one night of miracles at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center. The address is 9221 Southeast Civic Center Place. Again, it's free admission, free parking. Number to call is 561-337-9018. God is amazing, and he does miracle. All you need to do is just believe and receive, as Apostle usually said. Believe and receive in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah! God will respond to your cry. It is a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you. I was standing there, and the Spirit of God whispered to me to pray for your voice. Is your voice back?
No.
Now, you know, she's in the choir, and she lost her voice. So what happened? Why did you lose your voice?
Just gone.
You want it back?
Yes.
All right, lift your hands up. Close your eyes. Kerebo tan kante, kerebo sente mbrakala la kante. Je prakete mbrakala la se, yete mbrakata lekoton. God, I release a creative miracle on our vocals. In Jesus' name. I release a creative miracle on her vocals. On her vocals. Drink. Creative miracle. Glory to Jesus. While we're getting an offering ready, Brother Jeffrey is going to show us a video here. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. You know, listening to all these testimonies, especially this one, it just happened, you know, instantly in a split second, you know, as Apostle pray for her, and then, you know, just give her the water, and as she drank it, next thing you know, her voice was just, it was just instantly. And the Lord does miracles. Sometimes he does it instantly like this. Sometimes he does it gradually. You know, when we come to the crusade or receive prayer, you know, most of the time with the world, you know, we're living in, you know, our surrounding, everything is fast paced. Everybody's fast, fast, fast. But, you know, sometimes when the Lord takes his time, the miracle takes time to manifest. It's working out for your good, you know, because at the end of the day, he does it either instantly or gradually. He does it for his glory. And all you have to do is believe and receive it, because the Bible said God is not man to lie. He had promised you, and he will stand by his word. He will keep his promises. Amen. And this testimony and so many miracles we see in this crusade, you know, we see instantly and gradually, but every time we keep coming back, you know, and we're receiving testimony, people say they came to the crusade and then this is what happened to them, that what happened to them. It's just amazing. You know, when they come, they just open to the things of the Holy Spirit. They open to the Lord, and as they receive prayer, or sometime too, they just by entering the atmosphere with the glory, is just, you know, while doing worship, or the men of God is talking, or do something else, miracles is happening, because it's the Lord that does it. We don't put a timeline when the Lord should move, or okay, Lord, this is the time now, you can come and do miracle. No, the moment you set your mind to go to the crusade, the miracle starts, because that's where faith starts in your heart. The Lord sees your heart. So when you get to the crusade, you know, while the worship is going on, you could receive your miracles right when you enter in, while the worship going on, the preaching. It doesn't matter, even when the men of God begin to minister and pray and release all these miracles. Just come, believe, and invite someone. You know, invite somebody that really needed a touch from the Lord or need encouragement or healing in their body, because it's the Lord that does it. It's not a work of a man, but it's the work of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And next week, January 26th, Saturday, we're going to be at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center for One Night of Miracles.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents One Night of Miracles Coming to the Heart, Port St. Lucie, Florida, at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center, with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, who God uses powerful and signs wonders. Saturday, January 26th at 7 p.m.
20th!
Free admission, free parking.
I did not touch my toes for a long time. I know I touched the floor.
I am healed! No more heart pains! No more heartaches! No more sharp pains in my heart! Jesus, heal me! Jesus, heal me! Hallelujah!
9221 Southeast Civic Center Place in Port St. Lucie.
Release one whiff from the Lord, one wind from the Lord, one kiss from the Lord can change your life!
For more information, call 561-337-9018. Or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Don't miss One Night of Miracles, January 26th.
Yes, January 26th. We're starting at 7 p.m. at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center. Again, it is free admission and free parking. Also, if you you can go on our website is www.powerevangelism.net, and on our website you can also write your prayer requests and send it to us, because when you send your prayer requests, we print them out. Or even when you call in our prayer line, we write your name down, your prayer requests, and we have a prayer box. You know, we put all the prayer requests in, and the men of God pray for them, lay hands on them, and just believe God to move on your behalf in moving situations. So you can go online and write your prayer requests. And also too, we have some amazing products on our website. Even you can call on the phone too, call the prayer line, and you ask them about the products we have. We have powerful worship CDs that Apostle has produced. You know, in times of he plays the piano, and in service, when he be playing the piano, the instrument, and all of a sudden the glory come down, we're able to capture that and record it. And as you get these products and you play them, the very same atmosphere, wherever you are, if it's in your car, at your home, you know, get these products and begin to play them. And also we have teachings. You know, Apostle does some amazing, powerful teachings, like exposing the spirit of Jezebel. You know, this kind of teaching is if you have a prophetic call upon your life, you need to know about, you know, the spirit of Jezebel that fight, the prophetic anointing, and also the spirit of pride, and all these things. It just teaches you even how to keep your deliverance. Also, he has a teaching about dreams and vision. You know, we dream a lot, and the Lord speaks through us through dreams and vision. And for me, as when I first come to Christ, it was something that, you know, I didn't really know. But as I listen to this teaching, I begin to understand, you know, differentiating between when God speak and, you know, sometimes when the enemy speak, and sometimes to, you know, our own selves, our own desires. When we go to sleep, we can have a dream. To just know how to interpret your dream based on the Bible, biblical in the Bible. And we have teaching about financial breakthrough. Just the teaching that you need that is really gonna develop you in your Christian walk, and to just really draw you closer to God. And also Apostle has his book. It's called The Secret Place book. This book is amazing. I've read it. And what this book does, it just, as you read it, it just kind of draw your heart to want a deeper walk with the Lord, a deeper connection with Jesus. And the more you begin to desire it, the more you're going after God, the more he begin to, you know, reveal himself to you and draw you closer. So going online is www.powerevangelism.net. And at the top, you can just scroll around the website. You can go to prayer, and also have a page for the products, the media page. We have some archive and also events. You can go to the events tab and just see a list of events we have coming up, like the Port St. Lucie. Then we're going to be at Vero Beach soon. We're going to have a one-night miracle at Vero Beach. Then we're going to be in Aiken, South Carolina. So you can always go to the website or even call the prayer line you're interested, where we're going to have a crusade next, and we're going to give you information. The prayer line is 561-337-9018. Again, it's 561-337-9018. We also have Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram. And once you go to the website, there's a link at the bottom. You can always link, and then, you know, just stay in touch with us, stay in contact with us. We're gonna go right now and hear a short message from Apostle. Enjoy.
Hallelujah.
God will respond to your cry. It is a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
It says a powerful word. In verse 11, Psalm 51, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. What brings the reality of Jesus in our lives is the Holy Spirit. What the presence of God does to you, it manifests heaven in your life. The Bible says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. So we want to see and experience heaven on earth. Some people say, well, I want to wait until I die and go to heaven, then I can experience heaven. No. The prayer says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. What is the will of God? That the blind eyes will see. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. That the deaf ears will hear. That the cripple will walk. That the dead will be raised. That's the will of God. It's the will of God that you come out of debt. It's the will of God that your marriage will be a honeymoon, a heaven on earth. It's God's will that you and your husband and your children will be a great unit and a fellowship and a home that is healthy, manifesting Jesus. But the devil lies, and he's the accuser of the brethren. He's the one who introduces infirmities, sicknesses, and disease. And he does it every day. Turn on television. Somebody drives a truck and runs into people. What is that? The work of the enemy. For the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And on this short clip, Apostle have talk about that it is the will of God for you to be healed, for you to, you know, to live a healthy life, you know, for your family, your marriage to just experience the power and the prosperity of God. So once we know it is the will of God, all we have to do is believe and receive it. in Jesus' mighty name. Again, the prayer line is 561-337-9018.
Power Evangelist Ministries presents One Night of Miracles Coming to the Heart, Port St. Lucie, Florida, at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center, with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, who God uses powerful and signs wonders, Saturday, January 26th at 7 p.m.
20th!
Free admission, free parking.
I did not touch my toes for a long time. I know I touched the floor.
I am healed! No more heart pains! No more heartaches! No more sharp pains in my heart! Jesus, heal me! Jesus, heal me! Hallelujah!
9221 Southeast Civic Center Place in Port St. Lucie.
One word from the Lord, one wind from the Lord, one kiss from the Lord can change your life!
For more information, call 561-337-9018. Or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Don't miss One Night of Miracles, January 26th.
Yes, next week, Saturday, that is January 26th, the crusade start at 7 p.m. Free admission, free parking. It's at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center. The address is 9221 Southeast Civic Center Place in Port St. Lucie. You know, bring your friend, bring your family, and just invite someone that you know that they need a touch, they need the power of God, or they need to just be in the presence of God to just refresh their soul. So just don't be afraid, invite someone, because you don't know what God is gonna do in their life, in Jesus' mighty name. At this moment, just want to share just a quick word with you. You know, coming to the crusade, basically when you come, you know, some of you that has come to this crusade or is going to be your first time coming, you know, sometimes you're wondering, well, how do I receive, you know, my miracle? Or you believe in God for something and you're wondering, how do I receive? You know, has the Bible put, when you believe, you just simply believe and you know that all things are possible with the Lord. First of all, it is basically faith. You know, most of the time we're trying to understand things with our mind. And if we don't understand it with our mind, then, you know, we kind of shut it down. Or we are raised in a way that I have to see in order to believe. But faith is completely different from that. Is that instead of relying upon your sight, upon your strength, you basically switch from, you know, now is stepping to a realm where even though you don't see, or even though you don't have any emotional, you know, experiences, but you simply knowing the God that promised. So we move from the realm of I have to see in order to believe. That is not faith. This is how we've grown up. This is always, this is the human way. But then faith is something else. You don't see it, you know, and you can't explain it. Your mind can't grasp it. But you just believe. And I think the most important thing about, if I can put it into word for you, is that faith really, it's about who you know. It's about God, knowing God. And I think that's the foundation of it. Because, you know, sometimes we pray, Lord, I want more faith. I want to believe you for the impossible. Because I remember I used to pray this prayer, you know, first coming to Christ. I said, Lord, increase my faith. I want my faith. I want more faith in you. I don't want to doubt, you know, because, you know, coming from the world and then now you're in Christ and you begin to learn about the ways of God. And, you know, the mindset that has been established in all these things, the Lord has to break them down. And then you're coming to a place where you don't rely upon your strength, your intelligence anymore, where, you know, it is totally now, I don't know. I have no answer. I have nothing. But faith is simply then knowing who God is. So from the time I've, you know, come to Christ, and I used, like I said, I used to pray this prayer, Lord, I increase my faith and do all of that. Now I've come to a place where faith is about knowing God. And knowing God is, once you get to a place, you know the Lord, not just hearing about him or a message about this is how, no one can, you can hear messages about the Lord, but knowing God is something personal. And I believe that's where faith comes, because when it comes time for me to believe God for something, I know him who promised me he's faithful and he will not go back on his word. If he says he will do this, I just simply believe it, that he will do it. That's it. And he said, well, you know, how do you know? Or it doesn't matter about the how long it take, because God is outside of time. You know, it doesn't matter how long it take. It doesn't. You have to know the one that promises. And I believe that's where faith is. If you know that he's God, and you know that he never go back on his word, I mean, knowing, not just reading about it, but walking with the Lord such to a place where you're so close, you know his heart, you know, you become one with him. And that's what Jesus said. As you invite him to your life, he comes in with the Father. He abides in you. He become one. So when you read, how do you get to know? So faith is about knowing God and knowing that he's a God of his word, and he keep his promises, and he is able to do all things as long as we believe in him. Just believe. You know, sometimes we like to have it broken down, you know, many step to do this, many step to get this, many step to get that. I don't believe it really work with God. I think it's because sometimes a miracle can happen to someone who's not even a Christian or not a believer, but it's just the grace of God. You cannot explain it, you know, because the Bible said he calls it rain on the just and the unjust. And sometimes a miracle will just happen. You say, well, Lord, I haven't been, you know, reading the Bible, I haven't really been going to church, I haven't been really worshiping, but he just chooses to bless you because it's not according to you being qualified for a miracle. It's Jesus already did it 2,000 years ago upon the cross. The Bible said, no flesh shall glory in my presence, which means nothing in your strength. The Lord want nothing in your strength to just simply believe his word and say, Lord, you says this, I simply believe it and I thank you for it. That's it. It does not take any other thing. That is it. And then the time of testing come, we want it to happen now, and if it doesn't happen now, we're still waiting. And then this is and then we come to a place where, well, it's been, you know, a couple of days or a couple of months, I haven't seen anything. What is going on? The Lord promised me, but I'm not seeing anything. No, you have to stick to it. You have to be consistent. Because once the word of God is spoken, even the Bible says, once he spoke a word, it will accomplish. It will go forth. It will accomplish what he intended. And that's how the Lord create you. Create what we see here. He just spoke, let there be light, and there was light. You know, so when you come to the crusade, don't worry about the physical thing. Don't try to understand. Don't try to put the human mindset, way of understanding into the things of God, because it will always frustrate you and it will hinder you to really go deeper in God. Simply, faith is knowing Him. Get to know the Lord, which means spend time with Him by reading the Bible. And that's like the first place of getting to know the Lord. You have to know how He speaks. Is get into the Word. And as you begin to get into the Word, you begin to read the Bible, the Lord can begin to reveal to you by His Holy Spirit, because He promised that He will send the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will bring all these things to your remembrance, and also will teach you. He will guide you. So when you're having that time, you open the Bible, you say, Holy Spirit, reveal to me, Jesus, reveal to me, God. And then as you begin to read the Word and you begin to desire and hunger after Him, then you come to a place where your faith begins to strengthen, because now you know God, and you know without a doubt that He loves you. He died for you. Even before you become a believer, He came and died for you, yet you were sinners. He came and died for you. So it's nothing you've done, but it's all about the Lord. It's nothing that you have to do to qualify for a miracle. Jesus did it. He paid it already on the cross 2,000 years ago. And, you know, all you have to do is say, Lord, Jesus took my place. He took the place of wrath for you. And it's just amazing. Once we begin to, I love the Word a lot, and when I read the Word, the Word just begin to feed your spirit. And this is how, if you were to pray, Lord, increase my faith, it's basically getting into the Word. And as you get into the Word, you're learning about the ways of God, and you begin to see what Christ has done for you in His love, and He keep pursuing you. And you know, there's nothing that you need that is not in the Word. And I believe that's how we receive. And that's how faith, because the Bible also say that, you know, faith come by hearing of the Word. Yes, by preaching, but also hearing the Word too is when you reading it, you're receiving it, you're getting it into your spirit. That's how faith grow. And as you pray this prayer to the Lord, what He's gonna do is the same thing He did with me. He's gonna begin to develop a heart in you, like a desire, a passion, a drive to begin to read the Word. Because I remember when I prayed this prayer, Lord, how do I receive? I want to receive. I don't want to, you know, question it. I don't want to put a timeline to it. And I just begin to get on the Word. And as I'm just reading the Word, and, you know, one story in the Bible that really ministered to me a lot about faith was a story of Abraham. And, you know, he believe, and this is how faith is. The Lord says you're gonna have a son, and you know, next thing you know, years go by and they haven't really seen the manifestation of what God has promised. So they decided to take things into their own hands, and whenever we do that, the same thing that happened to them, then the frustration come, then the drama come, then, you know, the anger, everything that is bad come once we try to put all ways or human understanding or in our own way trying to help God. He doesn't need any help. All He needed just for you to believe and trust, and don't worry about how long it take, and just knowing that, Lord, You promise, I believe and I receive it. Thank You for it. And every time the enemy trying to come attack your mind, it's taking long, God is not gonna do it. And says, you just need to speak the Word back. And says, God is not a man to lie. He said He will do it. And as time go by, then the promise come. You know, most of the time we're praying, we're asking God for something. We want Him to do it in our timeline, when we want. But then God is God. But He's just saying, just believe. And while we waiting, and that's the amazing thing also from the story of Abraham, we move on to Daniel. Then Daniel prayed the first day, like, and then, you know, he had to keep praying. And then the answer come after 21 days. But it was something remarkable that the angel said to Daniel. even before you even pray, the moment Daniel put in his heart, there's a situation, let me go see God about this situation. At that very moment that he decided to seek the counsel from God to go pray, even before he began to pray or spending all that days in prayer, the Lord says at that moment where he decided in his heart to go see God, to go seek the Lord about the situation, it was exactly at that moment the Lord answered him. And it is so amazing, but he had to continue persist in prayer. And, you know, sometimes when it does take time, in our time, I'm going to say, because in God, there's no time. So in our time, when we see that it's taking long, it should be used for us to really progress in the Lord and not to look at the manifestation, but to focus our eyes on the Lord. You know, it's a time for us to use as an opportunity to continue growing. You know, as Daniel uses all those days, he in prayer, he was able to pray and then accomplish, you know, something that is way past what he wanted. He wanted an answer from the Lord. He wanted an answer from that. But he got something that was way more because he persists in prayer. So he got into a place where it's not just about him wanting this, but it's like, now let me draw closer to God. Let me draw closer to God. And next thing you know, your focus is not on what you're going to receive at the end from the Lord, but now the focus is on, I'm closer to God. You use that time to develop in passion and love and prayer, you know. And it's all about, at the end of the day, knowing God, loving him, and knowing that he's a God and he keeps his promises. And this is how you receive. Just simply believe. Don't try to, you know, dissect it or understand it. Sometimes when we're trying to dissect the word so much, it loses the value. It loses what it tends to do, because we dissect our words so much that we lose the very message of what the word's supposed to bring to us. Sometimes just read the word and just take it as it is. Don't try to dissect it. Just take it as it is. And knowing God, that he's a good God. And another thing that really helped me is that the Lord said, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thought of peace and not of evil." So when you pray and you believe in God and you're waiting on the answer, always know his thought toward you is peace. And all things work for good to those who love God. So he gives us assurance after assurance. And the Bible said that the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And Jesus even said, whatsoever you ask in my name, you shall receive it. You ask the Father in my name, it shall be done. So our problem as a human nature comes to time. Remove the time. Don't worry about the time. But as you pray, just have it in you. I'm praying to God, and he hears my prayer, and he loves me, and his thought toward me is good. And at his time, in his own time, he will make it good. And then from there, begin to readjust your focus away from the result or whatever you want, but continue to go after him. And without knowing, the miracle come. Just without knowing, the miracle come. Because now you're not focusing on just getting something from him and go your way, but now it's more into relationship. And this is how you receive from the Lord, by just simply believe in getting to know him and knowing that he is faithful. And also too, the Lord has done so many things. Focus on the good that the Lord has done. Don't focus on negative things, or, you know, remove your focus from the situation that is here and there. You know, most of the time where we're facing a trial, we tend to forget about all that God has done for us. You know, in 2018, imagine all the trials you were facing. You were wondering, how would I go through this, Lord, I can't make it. But now you're here in 2019, you made it through. So go back and begin to focus on all the victory that God has given you, and knowing that he's done it before, he will do it again, because he changes not. We change, but God changes not. He stands by his word. And the number one thing is, he loves you. He loves you. So the love of God is so much, it's so deep, that don't let the enemy put in your mind, oh, God is not going to answer a prayer. God is not going to heal you. No, he loves you. He's not going to withhold any good thing from you, because he even said in his word that his thoughts toward you is peace. Just keep persisting. If you haven't seen something in the timeline that you set, knowing that it's in his time, just keep persisting. And you know, most of the time when we're going through those trials that the Lord allowed in our life, it is about him drawing us close. Sometimes we take trials and tribulation or persecution we're going through, we take it so personal. But then the Lord says, I'm using this to draw you closer. You want to draw closer to me. So I'm using this, use it as a permit to draw closer to me. You know, we don't like that feeling, but then the Lord is using it, because the Bible says all things work for good to the Lord Christ. So just simply believe in knowing that he loves you, he cares for you. I mean, he gave his life for you. So what is a healing? What is a miracle? What is a house? What is a car? What is anything that is here that, you know, is one day is going to be destroyed? Those things, just material things. There's no value to it. There's nothing. But what God is really after is your faith to grow, is what we don't see. That is what he wants to strengthen. Not just giving you a car, not just giving you anything, but it's your faith, it's your love for him. Because there's going to come a time where we live in, that is the only thing we're going to have to stand on. So that is the message I just really want to share. You know, go read the Bible and begin that journey in relationship with the Lord about knowing him. Again, a number to call is 561-337-9018. That is our prayer line. You can also go to our website, www.powerevangelism.net.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents One Night of Miracles Coming to the Heart, Port St. Lucie, Florida, at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center, with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, who God uses powerful and signs wonders, Saturday, January 26th at 7 p.m.
20th!
Free admission, free parking.
I did not touch my toes for a long time. I know I touched the floor.
I am healed! No more heart pains! No more heartaches! No more sharp pains in my heart! Jesus, heal me! Jesus, heal me! Hallelujah!
9221 Southeast Civic Center Place in Port St. Lucie.
One word from the Lord, one wind from the Lord, one kiss from the Lord can change your life!
For more information, call 561-337-9018. Or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Don't miss One Night of Miracles, January 26th.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast, brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.